यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरवनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जयो राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 29 टेक्स्ट नंबर 46 द चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज टॉक्स बिटवीन नारद एंड किंग प्राचीन वर्हि सो विल चैंट द वर्स यदा यस्यानुग्रहणं गृह्णाति भगवानात्मभावितः स जहाति मतिं लोके वेदे च परिनिष्ठिताम् यदा यस्यानुग्रहणाति भगवानात्मभावितः स जहाति मतिं लोके वेदे च परिनिष्ठिताम् यदा यस्यानुग्रहणाति भगवानात्मभावितः स जहाति मतिं लोके वेदे च परिनिष्ठिताम् यदा यस्यानुग्रहणाति भगवानात्मभावितः सजहाति मतिम लोके वेदे च परिनिष्ठिताम् यदा यस्यानुगृह्णाति भगवानात्मभावितः स जहाति मतिं लोके वेदे च परिष्णिष्ठिताम् यदा यस्यानुगृह्णाति भगवानात्मभावितः स जहाति मतिं लोके वेदे च परिनिष्ठिताम्. सो ट्रांसलेशन भरपूर बाय श्री प्रभुपाद. व्हेन अ पर्सन इज फुल्ली एंगेज्ड इन डिवोशनल सर्विस ही इज फेवर्ड बाय द लॉर्ड हु बेस्टॉज हिज कॉजलेस मर्सी. एट सच अ टाइम द अवेकन्ड डिवोटी गिव्स अप ऑल मटेरियल एक्टिविटीज and ritualistic performances mentioned in the Vedas. Purport. In the previous verse, those who are in knowledge have been described as unable to appreciate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, this verse indicates that those who are followers of Vedic rituals as well as those who are followers of fruitive activities are unable to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In these two verses, both the Karmis and Gyanis are described as unfit to understand him. As described by Srila Rupa Goswami, only when one is completely free from mental speculation and fruitive activity, Anya Vilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavritam, can one engage in pure devotional service without being polluted by material desires. The significant word Atma Bhavitaha indicates that the Lord is awakened in one's mind if one constantly thinks of Him. A pure devotee is always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord. Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo. A pure devotee cannot remain a moment without being absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This constant thinking of the Lord is described in Bhagavad Gita as Tesham Satata Yuktanam, always engaging in the Lord's service, Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. This is devotional service in love and affection. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead indicates to the pure devotee from within, the devotee is saved from all material activities. Even the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies are considered material activities because by such activities one is simply elevated to other planetary systems. The residential abode of the demigods, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan Pitrun Yanti Pitru Vrata Bhutani Yanti Bhuteja Yanti Mad Yajinopima. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to ancestors, and those who worship me will live with me. The word Atma Bhavitaha also indicates that a devotee is always engaged in preaching to deliver conditioned souls. It is said of the six Goswamis, Nana Shastra Vichar Aneka Nipuno Sadharma Samstapako Loka Nam Hitakarino. A pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always thinking of how fallen conditioned souls can be delivered. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, influenced by the merciful devotee's attempt to deliver fallen souls, enlightens the people in general from within by his causeless mercy. If a devotee is blessed by another devotee, he becomes free from karmakand and jnanakand activities. As confirmed in a Brahma Samhita, Vedeshu Durlabham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be realized through karmakand and jnanakand. A Durlabham Atma Bhakto. The Lord is realized only by a sincere devotee. This material world, the cosmic manifestation, is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the living entities have come here to enjoy themselves. The Vedic instructions guide them according to different regulative principles, and intelligent people take advantage of these instructions. They thus enjoy material life without being disturbed. This is actually illusion. And to get out of this illusion, by one's own endeavor is very difficult. The general populace is engaged in material activities, and when people are a little advanced, they become attracted by the ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas. However, when one is frustrated in the performance of these ritualistic ceremonies, he again comes to material activities. In this way, both the followers of the Vedic rituals and the followers of material activities are entangled in conditioned life. These people get the seed of devotional service only by the goodwill of the Guru and Krishna. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. When one is engaged in devotional service, he is no longer attracted to material activities. When a man is covered by different designations, he cannot engage in devotional service. One has to become freed from such designative activities, Sarvopadi Vinur Muktam, and become pure in order to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead through purified senses. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. The service of the Lord through purified senses is called Bhakti Yoga or devotional service. The sincere devotee is always helped by the super soul who resides within the heart of every living entity. As Lord Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. This is the stage of becoming free from the contamination of the material world. At such a time, a devotee makes friend with another devotee, and his entanglement in material activities ceases completely. At that time, he attains the favor of the Lord and loses his faith in material civilization, which begins with Varnashram Dharma. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks clearly of one's becoming liberated from the Varnashram Dharma, the most exalted system of human civilization. At such a time, one feels himself to be perpetually the servant of Lord Krishna, a position taken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Naham viprona chanarapatir, napi vaishona shudro, naham varni na chagrahapatir, no vanaprastho yatirva. Kintu prodhya nikhila paramananda purunamrita abdhir, gopi bhartur padakamalayor das das dasanudas. I am not a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. I am not a Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha or Sannyasi. What am I? I am the eternal servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna. Through the disciplic succession, one can attain this conclusion, which is perfect elevation to the transcendental platform. So we have till 51. So 47th verse is, my dear King Barhishman, you should never out of ignorance take to the Vedic rituals or to fruitive activities, which may be pleasing to hear about or which may appear to be the goal of self-interest. You should never take this to be ultimate goal of life. So, we'll chant the prayers. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Deshatarine. Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। सो द चैप्टर इज टॉक्स बिटवीन नारद एंड किंग प्राचीन बरहिश। सो हियर इन दिस चैप्टर प्रीवियसली नारद मुनि ही इज एलैबोरेटिंग ऑन द एलोगोरिकल स्टोरी द डिफरेंट कैरेक्टर्स to Prachinavari because he could not understand that allegory, and then how these different modes act on a jiva, that is also explained by Narada Muni, and the only remedy is to surrender to Krishna. And in this section, just previous this verses, Narada Muni mentions that how this jnanis and karmis they don't understand Krishna, and the in this section, the 46 to 48, it is mentioned that the futility of this ritualistic performances, that is mentioned in this verse. So Prabhupada here in this verse mentioned that how the jiva, he is fallen in this material world. Actually the soul, Maharaj, I was hearing one class in that Maharaj mentioned how the soul is pleasure seeking from the birth. He is always pleasure seeking, and always he is trying to remove the obstacles on that path of pleasure. And how in that path he always try to find out where I can get that pleasure. So naturally that soul wanted to love Krishna, and soul wanted to give everything to Krishna. But because of the covering of false ego, he cannot do that. And what comes out is the lust, greed, and all these things, this anarthas comes out. So, but here Prabhupada mentioned that how one can come out of that predicament by the mercy of the devotees. And these jnanis and karmis, they cannot understand Krishna. So, Prabhupada mentions here that how Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach, and this Sarvopadi Vinur Maktam, he mentions. So, in the episode of this pastime of Brahman Patnis, how we can see that this Brahmanas, they were great Yagyik Brahmanas, they were very good in chanting the mantras, performing various yajñas, but when Krishna comes in front of them, they could not recognize that Krishna is asking directly to them that give me that offerings, but they could not recognize. But how these patnis, these Brahman patnis, they receive the mercy. So because they have heard from the gopis the pastimes of different pastimes of Krishna and Balram, and how they receive the mercy. So they wanted, these gopas, when they approached these Brahman patnis, they are very eager to give everything to them. So they were not very expert in chanting the mantras, and they were not expert in performing the yajñas, but they are ready to give everything to Krishna. So how in the episode of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, we see that he was his guru, the Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he was not very expert in this. He was not very literate, you know. So, but he, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is going and hearing from him regularly. So once Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj tells him that why you are coming here, you know, you are a great orator of scriptures, you know everything. Why you are coming here? And he sends him away. But there, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tells that how whatever knowledge I have, it's useless if I don't hear from you. So that is the mood, how one should eager to receive the mercy of the great souls. And Sanatan Goswami also, we see, he is approaching Mahaprabhu, and he is telling that people they say that I am a great scholar, I know many languages, but actually if I don't surrender to you, but actually I am full. So please tell me what is the goal of my life? Who am I? You know? So that is the mood of Sanatana Goswami. So like that, here it is mentioned that how by Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. So Maharaj mentions that, so this Karmis and Gyanis, they don't understand Krishna. And even in the path of Bhakti Yoga, one should be very humble. One should be very humbly inquire. So Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam Evam Yo Vetti Tattvata, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. But in the same chapter, Krishna mentions how one can know him. And that is mentioned in Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya Upadekshanti Te Jnanam Jnaninas Tattvadarshina. So one who knows the truth, the Tattvadarshi, he can only give that knowledge, or give he can only speak about Krishna, he can only impart that truth. So how one should approach that pranipat, that is mentioned. One should surrender, completely surrendering to him, that is mentioned. And this is what we see in the this pastimes of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarvi Thakur, Sanatana Goswami. So that pranipat and even Brahman Patnis, they have completely surrendered to Krishna. And how Krishna is directly revealing to them, giving them direct darshan. So that is how it is possible. So Maharaj mentioned that when you know that you don't know that Krishna, when you know that you don't know, means you know something. And when you know that you know something, means you know nothing. So that is the formula of the, in the Krishna consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also revealing how we can truly understand the transcendental nature of birth and activities of Krishna. And Prabhupada mentions this, Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayor, Das, 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 Anudas. So Krishna will be pleased only by our that humble service to him, and he reveals to that devotee. So in the 47th verse, Narad Muni says, my dear King Barhishman, you should never out of ignorance take to the Vedic rituals or to fruitive activities which may be pleasing to hear about, or which may appear to be the goal of self-interest. You should never take those to be the ultimate goal of life. And Prabhupada mentions that Yam Imam Pushpitam Vacham, how this one who is on this path, this on in the Buddhi Yoga section in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions that how this is the negative attitude of one who is pursuing on this path of Buddhi Yoga. One get attracted by this various flowery words of the Vedas. So there, just before starting that section, Krishna is telling to Arjuna that you please fight. If you fight, you will win. And if you lose, and if you die, still you will win, because you will go to Swarga. And the opposite, in the opposite party, if they die, they will attain Swarga. So there is a benefit for you. So don't worry. But in the 38th verse, Krishna says, Sama dukhe same krutva labha labho jaya jove tato yuddha yujasva naivam papam vyaprase. But there is a higher motivation Krishna is giving to Arjuna. So just fighting for the some material benefit, there is a higher motivation should be liberation. And what is the benefit? That you will be freed from the sin. And in the 39th verse, Krishna says, Pap, karma bandham prahasyasi, that you will be delivered from the all the bondage of the, of this material world. And also Krishna mentions that you will be, second benefit he mentions that neha bikrama nashosti pratyavayuna vidyate, that there is no fear, you know, if you just do your duty for the higher purpose. The motivation is higher purpose for the liberation. So trayate mahato bayat, that is mentioned. And in that Buddhi Yoga section, so 41 and 45th verse, that is Acharya mentions how this is the positive attitude of a one who is performing this Buddhi Yoga, this devotional service. So in that Buddhi Yoga section, that 41th verse, he mentions that vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeh kurunandana bhushakahi anantasya buddhyo avyavasayinam. Even this vyavasayatmika buddhi, that is only possible in this bhakti yoga. Vishwanath Thakur, he mentions that buddhi yoga, he takes it as a bhakti yoga. So that is possible only in this path, that buddhi yoga. And in 45th verse, he mentions that how one should reject all Vedas, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, which speaks about these three modes, one should reject it. And he's telling Arjuna this, nais Traigunya Bhava Arjuna, please raise above this three modes. And Nirdvandho Nitya Sattvasto Nir Yoga Kshema Mahatvam. And I will take care of what you have and what you lack. Nir Yoga Kshema Mahatvavan. So like that. And what is the negative attitude that is mentioned in the 44th, 42nd and 43rd, 44th? So what is mentioned here in purport? That Yam Imam Pushpitam Vacham Pravadanti Vipashyata. The person who is not very expert, he gets attracted to the flowery language of the Vedas. And what are the obstacles? Bhogeshwarya prasaktanam taya aparata chetasam. That this enjoyment mentality, bhoga and aishwarya, the opulence, they are the obstacles on this path. And one should not get diverted by that. So Arjuna may say that, what if I reject the Vedas, I may go in wrong direction. But Krishna says, one who knows the purport of the Vedas, he can be saved. He knows, even if he reject the Vedas, then there is no problem. Yavan artha udap pane sarvata sampluto udake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanata. So just like there are veils for the different purposes, there are different veils. So like that, if you know the purpose of the Vedas, then if you have the big reservoir, the bhakti yoga is compared to a big reservoir, or it's compared to a river, flowing river. So if you know that path, then other purposes can be solved, or they can be fulfilled. So like that. So like that, Krishna is mentioning in here in Bhagavad Gita. And also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmaji, he tells that in the second canto comes, Bhagavan Brahma Kasena Trir Anviksha Manishaya Tat Adhyavasyat Kutasto Ratir Atman Yato Bhavet. How Brahmaji, he's telling that he's studying this Vedas three times with his four heads. But he is saying that Ratir Atman Yato Bhavet, that the purpose of the Vedas and the ultimate this Bhakti Yoga, one can understanding to Krishna, that is the ultimate goal of this, all the Vedas, knowing Krishna, that is the ultimate goal of, or to attain the Rati towards Krishna. So like that. So Prabhupada mentions in the purport, generally people are very much attracted to the fruitive activities sanctioned in the Vedic rituals. One may be very much attracted to becoming elevated to heavenly planets by performing great sacrifices like those of King Barmishman. Sri Narad Muni wanted to stop King Barhishman from engaging in such fruitive activities. Therefore, he is now directly telling him, don't be interested in such temporary benefits. In modern civilization, people are very much interested in exploiting the resources of material nature through the method of science. So basically, this even the modern scientists, they are like those who are exploiting the material nature just for some pleasure. They are exploiting this material nature. So even this Vedarata Partha, even these Vedaratis, those who are using Vedas only for some pleasure seeking, to get some pleasure, to how I can enjoy in this material world. Basically, the root cause is not accepting the existence of Lord. That is the root cause, you know, or not accepting the life after the death. This is what the modern scientists they say, there is no life after the death. So that is the problem. Why this Veda Vada Ratha, they cannot see beyond this material enjoyment. So like that. Prabhupada mentions that Bhakti Vinod Thakur therefore says, Jada Vidya Yata Mayara Vaibhav Tomara Bhajane Bada. The materialistic studies are the glare of Maya only, for they are an obstacle to spiritual progress. And this is what the mentioned in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that Arjuna is fearful about the Lupta Pindodaka Kriya. You know? So if these people get died in this battle, then there will be adharma, irreligion, and that irreligion will lead to a pollution of a woman in the society, and then that will lead to a varna sankara, and that varna sankara will not do any pindadan, you know. So that will be hellish condition. So basically, hellish condition, and we are seeing today this hellish conditions, that people are not trained in this samskaras. They don't know about the purpose of life. They are not accepting the life after death. So this is what, because they are only focused on this gross body. They don't know about the activities of a subtle body, how subtle body works, how the soul works. So like that. And Srila Prabhupada also, he says that how this modern education is like a slaughterhouse. They are separating the soul from the Lord, you know. So like that. In the 48th verse, Narad Muni says, those who are less intelligent accept the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies as all in all. They do not know that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand one's own home, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead lives. Not being interested in their real home, they are illusioned and search after other homes. So they don't know that Vedesha Sarver Ahameva Vedyo. So that they are not understanding. The ultimate the study of the Vedas is to know that Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as we discussed that Yavan Artha Udappane Sarvada Sampluto Udake. Ultimately, the purpose of studying Vedas and the is solved by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by doing Bhakti Yoga, not by Karma Kand and Jnana Kand. So like that. Prabhupada writes in the purport, generally people do not aware of their interest in life to return home back to Godhead. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. That they don't know that purpose of, ultimately, the real interest is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the present moment, so-called advanced civilized men are trying to go to other planets, but they do not know that even if they go to the highest planetary system, Brahmaloka, they have to come back again to this planet. Abrahma bhuna loko punaravartino arjuna mam upetya tu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. So human life is very valuable and one should not waste it in vain exploration of other planets. One should be intelligent enough to return to Godhead. So like that. So like that, and in the 49 and 51st shloka, actually the theme is pleasing the Lord is the supreme activity. How one can, by pleasing the Lord, one can please Guru Krishna Prasade by Bhakti Lata Beach. How one can, by pleasing the Guru and Krishna, one can achieve the perfection of life. So in one of the lecture, Maharaj mentions that how he was in New York or somewhere, and there that time one of the Prabhupada disciple, Bali Mardhan Pro, he had that when he was serving Srila Prabhupada, he received one diary, Prabhupada's diary. Prabhupada gave his own diary to him, and that diary, when he was after Jaladutta, means when he was in preaching in New York, that time he had given that diary. So whatever he was doing, every day activity, he was writing in that diary. And Maharaj received that diary, and he received that chance to read what Prabhupada is writing every day in that diary. So Prabhupada writes that how he was at Ramkrishna Math, that, and he was, whatever, whenever he used to speak something that he would not like, whatever Prabhupada is speaking. So Prabhupada started his preaching somewhere outside, and he found some apartment, he was preaching there. And one day he writes that today many people came for this lecture. Today was the big crowd. And in that he writes that how many people came? Five people came. So that was the big crowd, Prabhupada writing. And he writes that how he's cooking for them, and he's serving after the class. And he thought that today people like that prasadam that he made. They liked the kachoris. And now I got the secret that now this Westerners, they like the prasadam very much. So like that, Prabhupada writes. And also, he read that Prabhupada mentioning on when at the time of Gaur Purnima, how this Gaur Purnima day, Srila Prabhupada remembering about how he is missing the association of his god brothers in Mayapur and Vrindavan. So they are very naive. He is mentioning that how these god brothers are celebrating this Gaur Purnima in Mayapur and Vrindavan. But here I don't have any association. I am here alone. Like that Prabhupada ji mentioned. But I am very happy that I am getting this chance to serve my spiritual master. I am fulfilling the mission of my spiritual master. So I am very happy. So like that, how this Prabhupada is sacrificing everything. That Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata, that just for the pleasure of to please the Guru, he is doing all these things. So in here, in the 49th verse, it is mentioned that Narada Muni is mentioning, my dear king, the entire world is covered with the sharp points of Kushagras, and on the strength of this you have become proud, because you have killed various types of animals in sacrifice. Because of your foolishness, you do not know that devotional service is the only way one can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You cannot understand this fact. Your only activities should be those that can please the Personality of Godhead. Our education should be such that we can become elevated to Krishna consciousness. So that is the only... our activities and our education should be to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That should be our goal. Whatever activities, whatever action I am doing, whether Krishna is pleased, whether Vaishnavas, Gurus are pleased by that activities, whatever education we are taking, whether it is directing me to take shelter of Krishna, to take shelter of Guru, Vaishnavas, that should be the goal. So Bhagavad Gita explains that how one can attain how the how every living entity is pleasure seeking, and we are, because we are wrongly directed, we are not seeing the purpose of Vedas. One is seeking that shelter, that pleasure in Karma Kand and this Jnana Kand activities, but ultimately that will come by pleasing Krishna. And Bhagavad Gita explained that Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Surudam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatva Mam Shanti Mrichati. So that ultimate peace and ultimate happiness one can receive by serving Krishna. By whatever I have, if I offer it to Krishna, then one we can find the real pleasure in that. Otherwise, one get caught up in this material bondage more and more. More one enjoy, more one get entangled. Just like that tape recorder. So one reel gets bigger and bigger, and one reel gets smaller and smaller. So one more engages in the fruitive activities by doing Karma Kand, and even it's mentioned in the Vedas and Jnana Kand, even though it's mentioned in the Vedas, one gets more and more entangled in that. But by the activities for the pleasure of Krishna and for the pleasure of Guru, one can come out of this entanglement. So like that. So in Bhagavad Gita also it is mentioned that how Bhaktya Mam Abhi Janati Yavan Yachasmi Tatvata. So only by the devotional service one can know Krishna. Bhaktya Tu Ananya Shakka. At another place it is mentioned that how by bhakti one can understand Krishna. So by giving up all our so-called designations, upadhis, one should take shelter of Krishna. That I don't know anything, only Krishna and Guru, they are everything. So like that. So in the 58th verse, Shri Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the super soul and guide of all living entities who have accepted material bodies within this world. He is the supreme controller of all material activities in material nature. He is also our best friend, and everyone should take shelter at his lotus feet. In doing so, one's life will be auspicious. And Prabhupada mentions in this purport that Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna. The living entity is within the body, and the super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is also there. He is called Antaryami and Chaitya Guru. As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, he is controlling everything. Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishto Matta Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. So everything is being directed by the super soul within the body. Therefore, the better part of valor is to take his direction and be happy. To take his directions, one needs to be a devotee. And this is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. So like that. Prabhupada quotes many shlokas in this. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Prabhupada quotes that Tahare se bali vidya mantra adhyayan Krishna pade pada padme yeka rayasthira man. One who has fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna is to be understood as having the best education and as having studied all the Vedas. There are also other appropriate quotes in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sei se vidyara phala jani havni chaye Krishna pada padme yadi chitta vritti raye. The perfect result of an education is the fixing of one's mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Digvijaya kariba vidyara karya nahe Ishvara bhajile sei vidya satya kahe. Conquering the world by means of material education is not desirable. If one engages himself in devotional service, his education is perfected. And Prabhupada mentions that everyone has dormant love for Krishna, and by culture and education, that has to be awakened. That is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. So Prabhupada writes this seven purposes of ISKCON. Ultimately, this seven purposes is guiding that living entity and to the whole society, to the whole society towards the one point only, to love Krishna. So once Lord Chaitanya asked Sri Ramananda Rai, what is the best part of education was? And Ramananda Rai replied that the best part of education is advancement in Krishna consciousness. That is the best part. And in the 51st verse, it is mentioned, one who is engaged in devotional service has not the least fear in material existence. This is because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the super soul and friend of everyone. One who knows this secret is actually educated, and one thus educated can become the spiritual master of the world. One who is an actually bona fide spiritual master, representative of Krishna, is not different from Krishna. Prabhupada writes that a person who is self-realized does not recommend the worship of anyone but the super soul. He knows that a worship of Supreme Personality of Godhead is easier than to worship various demigods under the influence of lust and the desire for material enjoyment. And Prabhupada mentions that Shat Karma Vipano Nipuno Vipro Mantra Tantra Visharadha A Vaishnava Guru Nasyat Vaishnava Shopacho Guru, that even a Brahmana is very learned in Vedic scriptures and knows the six occupational duties of a Brahmana, he cannot become a guru or a spiritual master unless he is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So like that, in this theme it is mentioned that how this jnana and karma is not sufficient to elevate one to understand the truth. Only by the bhakti and surrendering to Krishna and spiritual master, one can understand the purpose of life, the Vedas, what is the truth. So even in the section of sixth canto, when Parshid Maharaj, when he hears about the various sufferings of a jiva in this hellish condition, he asks Shukdev Goswami, what is the solution for that? And in that, Shukdev Goswami is telling, first he is mentioning about the karma kand, you know. So manne kunjara shauchavat, but Parshid Maharaj tells that this is like a elephant taking bath. So even though he is getting freed from all the dirt, that's sinful reaction, but that proclivity to perform the sin is not going. Again that elephant coming out, and again that he's rolling in that mud. So like that. So he's not satisfied. But then Shukdev Goswami tells about this Jnanakand, how that Jnanakand, it burns all sinful reactions, and the person is in knowledge. The all reactions get burned, but some situation, some circumstances create in front of him, and again that proclivity come out, you know. So Venu Gulma Ivanala, that Jnanakand is like the bamboos, they get burned, but the root remains. But ultimately, the bhakti yoga that is mentioned by Shukdev Goswami, and he mentions that Niharam Yava Bhaskara. So it's like the Niharam. Niharam is what you call that the fog. When the first rays of the sun, all the fog is disappeared, and there is no trace of that fog also. So like that. So bhakti is the ultimate solution for the jiva. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.